aperture science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead.
Lynette from LA, you're live on the air with Ion. Go ahead.
I was just calling about the window, the missing window. When did the window disappear? Like, how did the window disappear? Maybe it was me that made the window disappear?
Yes. No, it's not disappear, honey. When you were in another world, it was a little bit shocking for you. It's not like earth-shattering. It was just an anomaly. You have had anomalies in your world. Well, it's just an anomaly, and then you're like, wait a minute. This is my neighbor's window. That's the issuance of this problem. That's the refrigerator wine storage facility that makes it work. Well, I want to get better at this before I start jumping in worlds. It's kind of like, I'd really like to get better in this world before I start jumping into other worlds.
Yeah, totally.
You said, I know what I'll do. I'll store the window safely away. We'll know that's the pinpoint, and I'll store it away. And when I figure out where the window is, I'll know that it was me, and I'll know my place and point of power. So while you look for the window, don't have to stop your world to stop everything to find this lost window. It's right there before your eyes. When you find the window, you'll know. You won't think. You'll know because you're like, holy crap, I knew where this window is. Well, if I didn't do it, how degrees of separation, how did I know where the window was? How did the window then find me again?
So I should just wait for the window to find me?
Yeah, and just start having fun. Life's supposed to be fun.
Just enjoy.
For it to have fun. Enjoy. Now, how do you spell that? I-N capital J-O-Y. Enjoy. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And get so happy you don't care what's going on and what everybody else is thinking and what kind of bowel movement Mel Gibson had this week and all this kind of tomfoolery foolishness. That you get so happy, busy, pleasing, delighting yourself and coming into your place of power. It's fabulous. It's fabulous. It's fabulous. It's fabulous.
Okay,
yeah, with that. You're at your friend's house and something happened to you while you were there?
No, I was there and I saw the window and he actually made a point of it to point it out to me and then to mention, to have a little conversation about the window. And then I went back later, a couple months later, and I noticed the window was gone. And I was like, wasn't there a window there? And he's like, no, there was never a window there.
In retrospect, you're wondering what you were doing the first time when he explained the window. You're now thinking, oh, I was in another world talking to my friend about a window that he denies now. He or she denies now, right?
Actually, it was in this world, and you removed the window as your point. It was the point for this conversation that you're having right here, right now. Now you can go back again when you find the window, and then you'll know, you won't wonder, you'll know that becomes a portal for you to engage. But now there are many, 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 many that you engage. Lynette, have you ever called yourself getting lost in your closet?
Yes, I guess I could say that, maybe. Okay.
Well, and see, you would pass that off as just being persnickety to pick out, I have all these clothes and nothing to wear, you know the story, rah, rah, rah. But
sure. Actually
for you, that's a little more interesting. That's a little more interesting. You can spend days in your closet and still think that's okay. Now, what kind of crazy fun is that?
I know. Okay.
And Ion, you're saying that the conversation where the friend was talking about the window, that is in this world?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And that I just
are in this world.
And that I just changed it.
You removed it so you could have this point of, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Because I'm trying
to just pass it off as.
Because I'm trying to come into my place of power, and I'm using that as a means by which, as a reference point.
Absolutely. That's why we love Vestal Goodman when she's talking about looking for a city. That's wonderful. That's what she was trying to say, too. Notice the anomalies, Lynette. Notice the anomalies. Notice in your world, notice the things that shift. Put a glass on your counter. Put a glass somewhere specifically, okay, and sit it out and watch it and look at it again where you know you've put it and watch it be on the other end or watch it be filled with vinegar or watch it be filled with vinegar and then empty. Or watch it be filled with vinegar and you can't smell the vinegar in your room, and then it won't be long until you just can't stand it. All you smell is vinegar. It's very great fun. Set things out specifically and watch them show up differently, moving around without you knowing that you moved them. And then noticing those anomalies. You can set up. Now, there's plenty of anomalies in your world, okay? There's plenty of anomalies. Like coffee, you can get coffee and not put sugar in it, and yet it'd be very sweet. Or get coffee and put sugar in it, and it won't be sweet no matter how much sugar you put in it. Notice those anomalies. They're around you more than you know, and you just give it to chance, or it's really strong coffee, or blah, blah, blah. You know, you can explain anything away. But pay attention to the things that are what you call shifted. Notice your emails when you find yourself sending emails to yourself. You're like, what, Ion? What, what? We're saying prepare. When you start noticing you sending yourself emails, that may be an anomaly.